somebody get reports of what sold last year, what people like, or no way. A designer is an artist. I've got some plaques down there in the Roman Empire. Nobody remembers their financial people. The Romans and the Greeks, it was the artists. And you leave something to history. And all of a sudden, just like architecture, houses are all, the only building that looks any history in New York is a Chrysler building. They're all boxes. You go to New York, you go to Europe, bridges are getting that way. So the artist can leave something. And you know, I looked at that classic car show out there. I said to some of the designers, God, I hope this rubs off on you. Earl would talk about an emblem that Cartier would make, you know, and the paint, the trim, and the... I looked at this new Corvette that I drove down to the show.
What'd you think?
Now, I've got special cars here with Conley leather and beautiful paint. That square box is in there, plastic. God, I reached open the door. It's like a box. The instrument panel, black plastic. Dracula's dressing room. And my wife said, I don't want to sit in here any longer and look at it. You know?
Yeah.
There's no... Now, I saw some boys down in Palm Beach where they painted my Corvettes up that have money, that had redo them. Yeah. Wood paneling, nice soft. But the car, it rides like a truck.
That's
God
amazing.
Damn.
The European now, suspension, huh?
Well, it's all right to go in Indianapolis, but to take a lady for a ride. And those big taillights... Or fun for A.J. Foyt. I told them when they're doing it, I said, women drive these cars. And it ought to be, I've got a Jaguar down in Florida, a convertible. Beautiful, smooth, nice, fast as hell. But it ought to be nice. No, this is too crude.
Where did it go wrong? And how?
It's engineered.
Is it?
They asked me and Duntoff and some other... lady that did a survey on Jaguar, some agency on the outside. Chevrolet wanted an outside input on how to sell it.
Yeah.
And I said, don't talk about style. Just eliminate. Don't talk about it. It isn't a style car.
Yeah.
It's a machine car. There's where the engineers are running it. Earl would never let that. I would never let it.
Yeah.
And I condemn the guys for it. I said to Chuck, or Irv, and to Palmer, the Chevrolet Corvette designer, do like I did. Don't argue with them. Go make one of your own. They said, Jesus, make it for yourself.
It's all compromised now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything in the modern trend that you approve of? Now, I don't mean to say that sarcastically, but you did say that aerodynamics wasn't your bag.
Well, I like aerodynamics if it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it, but where the hell are you going to run 155 miles an hour?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Germany, about the only place.
Well, they talk safety all the time, though. No, I think cars should be beautiful. And you ought to make a car, somebody, Ford, Chrysler, GM, somebody's going to bring out one, and they'll say, wow, look at that, and that'll get them all going. Until that happens, they're a bore. There's more cars than there's ever been, but whether it's Japanese, German, Italian, I get the books, I look at them and throw them out. I can't see anything going anywhere. That's why these older boat-tailed, beautiful things that are out there, that's the stuff, Duesenbergs.
You must have enjoyed yourself on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Did you run into any of your old
comrades? Oh, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I hope some of this rubs off on
you. Gordon Buehring said he saw you out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're at a thing up at St. Ignace.
Oh, we
mentioned
that. Custom
body
show.
Yes,
had a great time up there.
Come on down, I'll show you my place down.
I'd like to. Wait, one more question. General Motors seems to have succumbed to the pressures from Europe, as Ford has. This could have been a good thing if they had handled it right, don't you think? In terms of taking the best of aerodynamic styling.
Oh, yeah. But this potato, I think the Ford looked like a cake of soap. You know, there's no... Like anything good, like music, it's got to be this and it's got to be accent, like an airplane. You've got to have the... Wind split, soft, not rubbery.
Right.
I come back, I'll say this, for years you could tell a Thunderbird a mile away. Now, I said to my wife driving back in Florida, what the hell is, you know that thing, that rounded off thing? That's a Thunderbird.
Well, I think their argument is that they wanted to get away from angles.
Well, it isn't the case of angles. You can't, That's philosophy again.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
Make a painting. You don't describe a painting.
Right.
Either you walk in and like it, you can't say, well, I put the house over there because the light would hit it.
Yeah.
Hell, it's gutted or it has those cars out there at Meadowbrook, they're all statements.
Yeah. But basically, they said they wanted to get away from the boxy look. They'd had it.
They Another thing they did, they say the door opens into the roof. Well, I had that on the Corvette.
That's
one
right.
car, but that's back to the one-piece door.
Right.
You get in there, the pillars are that thick. We went for years to get, that's how the hardtop was born, to have a little thin upper. Now that you get inside and stick your head around all these portholes,
mm-hmm.
it's going back, heavy, rounded.
Right.
Yeah.
If you were asked, as I'm sure you are, to talk to students of design or design students, what do you tell them?
No, we need imagination. See, the future, imagine new ideas.
Right.
That's why you hire. What gets me, here General Motors has got that school over in California.
Right.
They're thinking of getting one in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell good is it if you don't get it out the top? There was a head of vice president of sales at General Motors once said, you can have all the creative people in industry, but the man at the top doesn't unlock the door,
mm-hmm.
won't get out.
Right. And that's really the key.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mitchell.
Sir.
It's been a marvelous interview.
Well, it's easy to talk about what you like, what's going on. I'm really heartsick that, and I don't want to say anything. My day's over. But I know Earl would roll over in his grave.
Would he?
But I say, I think what Fred Cody said to me at the party the other day over here, he said, now Earl, he's a big guy, ain't he? Knew Earl.
Mm-hmm.
Earl turned this stuff over to you. Who did you turn it over to?
And you couldn't tell him.
Who is it?
Committee.
Thank
you
very much. You need somebody to fight.
Right.